and state media concepts social media podcast. Time to hashtag everything. We talk about all the fun, crazy stories on social media. From Instagram to Facebook, Twitter to Tumblr, or probably even Friendster. Join us each week as we explore the quirky side of social media. It's the Golden State Media Concepts Social Media Podcast.
It's simple, such a sad song. The one that we rely on.
Welcome to the GSMC Social Media News Podcast, brought to you by GSMC Podcast Network. I'm your host, Stacey.
And I'm your co-host, Sarah.
And this is not on purpose. It just happens this way, in that our last episode was mostly about females, and this episode is mostly about females.
Awesome. We're females.
We are.
Yeah.
We are. But that's just because if I happen to have a number of stories on similar topics, I put them together because I like organizing things.
It's a true story.
I actually do. First and last thing I do, if ever I'm moving, has to do with the books. First thing I pack away, first thing I unpack, even before, you know, like, clothes. Got to put the books on the shelf.
Mm-hmm.
And organizing books is just soothing
it
for
me. It is soothing.
For some reason.
It's nice.
Yeah, it is.
They need, you know, but again, I'm the daughter of a librarian, so they need to go in alphabetical order. They don't have to go in the Dewey Decimal System, because I don't, you know.
Right.
Like, I don't put my nonfiction in, under the Dewey Decimal System, but.
See, mine, I often do chronological.
Well, for series, yes, I will do chronological.
No, I'll do chronological for the ones I want to read. Because that's what my grad program was the great books, but we read them chronological order because, of course we do. Because ideas go from one book to the next and authors, you know, refer to
right,
previous authors. So it doesn't help if I read a book from, you know, 1952. And then read a book from, you know, 1922, and that book was talking about that. I was like, wait, what? I already read the... Yeah, completely off topic, but it's books, so we do that. Yeah. So anyways, the first story today, not great, but thankfully not sad ending, is that Demi Lovato was hospitalized for a suspected overdose.
Oh, I thought she was doing better.
I think she is, but she was put in the hospital. They had to call emergency services because, you know, she was not responsive. And this ended with her having to, or someone on her behalf, because I'm not sure if she was awake at the time, having to cancel a concert this previous Thursday in Atlantic City.
Mm-hmm.
Because she obviously was not, you know, well enough to do it at that time. The fans, of course, sent her, you know, a lot of love and well wishes. And Demi Lovato has been pretty open about her struggles with drugs and addiction. But in reading this, I knew she was somewhat younger than me, but I wasn't aware. She's only 25.
Yeah.
But she had just in March or May, one of the M months, talked about how she had been 6 years sober.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, 6 years from, you're 25, that's 19. You started being sober at 19. That is a lot of life and not a lot of life.
Yeah. Like, yep.
You did a lot in a small amount of time. And then just a couple of months ago released her song Sober about how she had a relapse. And I'm just like, I've done not even like a third of that in my life, which on the one hand,
That's good. But
on the other hand, wow.
And on the one hand, good for her for trying to take control of it so early in life,
you know,
as opposed to just letting it go for the next 30 years.
Well, and also being open about it and not having it as something, you know, that she has to hide, because I think this is partly why her fans really relate to her is, you know, she's been open about her struggles. And so they can relate when they think about their own struggles.
Mm-hmm.
But also Demi Lovato, you know, and again, I didn't know this till just looking this up, got her start on Barney and Friends. Did not know that. I did know she was in a Disney Channel movie, and that was where I first heard of her, was in Camp Rock.
Uh-huh.
And then I think she was in a Disney Channel show, but I was not really watching Disney Channel at that time, so I'm not sure what it was. But, you know, so a bit of a child star.
Yep.
And this is unfortunately somewhat typical, I don't want to say typical, not unheard of for child stars,
unfortunately,
as they get older, to struggle with drugs and alcohol and what have you. But she was sober for 6 years, did have a recent relapse, which led to the song Sober. It seems is continuing that relapse.
I would think so, since the song is already out. It's not about this most recent.
Right. Yeah. The song predated this suspected overdose. I'm not. I don't follow her too much, so I'm not sure what specifically she was sober 6 years from. I thought it was cocaine, but then for this most recent overdose, a source for her, someone close to her, had to specifically come out and say, no, it's not from heroin.
Oh.
So I guess there was a rumor going around about how she might have overdosed on heroin. I'm not sure. But I do really love the fact that even though she had to cancel her concert in Atlantic City, a lot of fans still basically showed up at the site. I think originally just to, you know, sort of leave well wishes and signs or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And it just became an impromptu, like, concert. Can you call it a concert? I just kind of want to call it like a
gathering would be what I would call
it. Karaoke party. But it's not the actual person you came to see. But
if there was singing.
Yeah, there definitely was. But yeah, so she seems to be, I know she's awake. I don't know much more than that, other than that she has woken up and, you know, is not dead, but is now, of course, going to seek help to deal with this thing that's clear. And addiction can be a lifelong struggle.
Yeah.
It's not a, you know, oh, I beat it and now I'm done sort of thing.
No, you don't just casually then.
Right.
Do things that, you know, people who are not addicted can casually do.
Right. Yeah. It's not like I cleaned my house and threw away all my stuff and now it's good and I'm never going to have that problem again.
Right.
So, yeah, I like the fact that she's open. I like the fact that the fans are so very supportive of her, because this is a difficult and emotional thing to deal with and mm-hmm. hard. I think even for people who themselves have struggled with addiction to fully understand if you had a different addiction or if you, I don't want to say, are in a different space, if that makes sense,
mm-hmm.
that, you know, to not be in that headspace where it would be like, you can't help yourself anymore. To right. be like, I've gotten past that and I can maintain, you know, I can maintain my sobriety. But for someone who's still struggling with that, it can be hard to understand. I think they definitely can understand it more than I can because I don't have any addictions. But yeah.
Yeah.
So we do really wish Demi Lovato well. Again, as far as I haven't heard too much about it. And of course, her family is asking, you know, respect our privacy at this very difficult moment in our lives. And don't.
Right.
Especially don't be putting out rumors, which I think is why the source felt the need to come out and say, no, she did not OD on heroin. That, like, there were a lot of rumors flying around about, you know, what had happened. And since there hasn't been an official statement.
Right. But yeah, don't just make random assumptions or random statements, or just say, hope you're doing better. I mean, come on, people.
Well, and like even just, you know, the term suspected overdose, which was the thing that kept being used in the more official media outlets, because that is
right
the appropriate term in the same way, like alleged, you know, suspect or not alleged suspect, but that sort of thing. It has not been officially proven or stated. So we're not going to say, aha, this is what it is, because that's improper journalism, but also just terrible human being is. That's not a word, but that's not a word, but being terrible human beings to be like, ah, yeah, that terrible person she OD'd on. It's like, were you there?
Right.
Do you know? Did you? Why would you say that? You don't know that. Like, stop with the, and rumors can fly so easily.
Yes,
just
they can.
On even not serious things. So on something like this.
Yeah.
Please don't spread rumors.
Yeah, don't spread rumors until you actually have some sort of confirmation of what's going on. Well, don't spread rumors then either, but you know what I mean.
Let the official statement people make official statements, and then you can, you know, link and retweet the official statement. And is there really much more to be said other than official statement and or get well, Demi Lovato,
right.
all the best wishes?
I think this all boils down to don't be a jerk.
I mean, that's most of my rants anyways.
Yeah, pretty much.
Don't be a jerk. Yeah. So on the don't be a jerk note, don't be a jerk, we're going to take a short break, so stay tuned.
always on the go, but the day just won't be one without your Hollywood fix. Let Golden State Media Concepts Entertainment Podcast take care of that. An all-inclusive look of pop culture.
Welcome back to the GSMC Social Media News Podcast. I'm both happy for this news and also kind of upset about this news because, like, the 15 years ago me would have been really excited about this news, but the current me is just like, hooray.
Okay, what would 15 years ago you been excited about?
In that the WWE has announced its first ever all-women's pay-per-view event.
Oh.
And the 15 years ago me did actually watch wrestling, even though I knew most of it was fake, but...
It's not fake, it's choreographed. I mean, they are actually taking those hits, but yeah. It's choreographed.
So
I'm not defending wrestling, but I also don't want to be a wrestler and get thrown around like that.
Yeah, so I had the 15 years ago me had this argument with a classmate who was just like, wrestling's totally fake, wrestling's totally. I'm like, yeah, but when they're bleeding, I'm pretty sure they're actually bleeding.
Right.
I don't think they're faking the, like, I got hit in the head with the chair and now my nose is, I'm pretty sure they're actually bleeding. So they are getting really hurt. That's not, I will agree. There were some times where I'm watching the fight and I'm like, that move was, you know, you faked that. That's not, you're not as hurt as you're acting.
Well, right.
And I mean, especially
unless you're a soccer player, because what do a WWE and soccer have in common?
Right.
Overdramatic injuries.
The WWE was killing the Neymar Challenge years before the Neymar Challenge even existed. That's what it was. Yeah, no. But so, yeah, I remember watching it years and although I somehow did not know Stephanie McMahon and Triple H were married. But I do remember this whole thing about Kane getting married to someone. And it was just like part of what was so enticing for me was like the drama stories.
It's like a soap opera.
It is a soap opera that happens to also fight in a ring with ropes.
Yeah.
Well, and scantily clad clothing.
Yeah. I don't get about wrestling? I mean, there's a lot of things I don't get about wrestling. But the guys and their long, wet, sweaty, gross hair. I realize I'm nitpicking, but it bugs the snot out of me. Every time they walk out, I'm like, oh, gosh, wash your hair, please.
I think it's like hairography. And that, you know, when they move and they're, you know, supposedly slammed or whatever, that moves with them. It enhances the movement of whatever they're doing.
Sure, we'll go with that. It just looks
and it does that better when it's
gross.
Wet than when it's dry. Because you notice the girls, generally, their hair isn't wet.
Right.
It's dry because there's a totally different thing going on there. But, yeah, so... It's World Wrestling Entertainment, and the entertainment part is, you know, a good part of that because they are putting on a show.
Yes.
They're entertainers, although there was at least one of them who was actually a wrestler at the Olympics, I remember. Oh, man, my like, 15-year-old self is just going,
fangirl.
And my 15-year-old self is just like,
there have been people like Brock Lesnar who has fought in MMA, so, you know, it's not that they aren't athletes, because they are. They clearly have to stay in shape to do this.
Right. Although, again, with the entertainment thing, there's more of them like The Rock, like John Cena, like Batista, who've gone on and created, you know, film careers for themselves as well.
Right.
So, again, with the entertainment and the choreography and the things that are somewhat scripted, we will admit, yes, that does happen. But this is a first and all women's pay-per-view event. In seeing the thing where she announced this, they had, like, all the women at the top of the ramp where they come to the ring. And I don't remember too much about how many women there were when I used to watch, but it seemed like there were a lot more.
Oh, really? Oh, no, I think there are more now.
And I was just like, I don't think I could name any of you other than Stephanie McMahon, but wow, that is
Ronda Rousey is now.
Is she?
She is, yes.
I did not know that.
She moved over and... Again, this isn't the same podcast. We record a couple of podcasts around the same time. I will say my husband watches WWE, so I know things
I
from
feel this
popping
come up for a lot.
Yeah.
Every podcast. Oh, my husband watched this thing about
Instagram. So I popped in for 2 minutes of that hour of what he was watching. And so now I'm an expert, clearly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
So much.
Yeah. So I do remember when the when I used to watch, do kind of feeling upset that you didn't see the women too much, unless again, the soap opera part of WWE involved one of them, and then you saw them quite a bit, but not actually wrestling, just as this whatever behind the scenes soap opera was playing out. So this is very exciting, I think, and also kind of surprising, because I don't know how old the WWE is. But again, since it was me 15 years ago watching this, it's like, wait, you never had an all-women's pay-per-view event? Ever? No. Like, it didn't even have to be, like, WWE, I'm thinking of 20, but I'm not actually sure now what the name of the event was called. But there was 20, I remember, when I used to watch. And it's just like, you didn't even have to be, like, the main, you know, event of the year or whatever. You could have just totally had, like, we're just going to have a women's event because we can. And somehow never did. Shocking. Amazing.
Yeah. And so who, I'm trying to look now, did they say who, like, what's the main event? Who's headlining? What's going on with this?
I do not know the headliner's main event, if there will be a championship or anything up for it. This will be, I believe, WWE Evolution. This is going to take place on October 28th.
Mm-hmm.
And all I know is that it is the first all-woman pay-per-view event.
Oh. On October 28th, over 58 women, then, now, and forever, will participate in an event called Evolution.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's like one of those free-for-all things.
What McMahon said. Oh, I don't know about that, but...
Oh, okay. Because I remember watching one of those, where they were in a cage or something. It was, yeah.
You can expect the best of all brands. So, Ronda Rousey. Oh, Charlotte Flair. Duh, I knew that. Ric Flair's daughter. Again, the husband who watches these things will yell at me when he's listening to this podcast. I can't believe you didn't mention. Yeah, okay.
Yes, we apologize.
Alexa Bliss, Sasha Banks, Carmella, Nia, Jax, Asuka. They only have one name. Yeah.
I mean, there was a part of me when I watched the rebooted version they did of American Gladiators that felt like, so there must be some like trade-off or, I mean, crossing over between this and WWE, right? Because a lot of you feel like you could be WWE people with your outfits and your one-name names. Like, I can't. Thunder, Lightning. I was just like, what are you doing? What is this? I don't know.
The outfits are interesting.
And I especially always thought that about women's outfits, because I was like, okay, the guys are in sometimes, John Cena was always in jeans.
In jorts.
Which was so interesting, because everyone else was always in some sort of, like, not a Speedo, but, you know.
If I ever get divorced, it's because I refuse to stop saying man panties when my husband watches wrestling. They look like man panties.
Yes, but I was like, okay, I can buy that, because if you see, you know, regular wrestling, like in school, they're wearing, like, I want to call them leotards. Again, I don't know the name of any of these things.
The singlet. Yeah, I think so.
Yes, but with the women's, it was like, we're going to put it, you know, flash it up a bit more. But at the same time, those are really short shorts that you're wrestling in. Yes. I just remember that was my thought, those are really short shorts.
Please make sure that whatever you're wearing on the top is very well secured, because you are moving around a lot.
Yes, that also. I was like, look, I get, you know, especially given the main audience for this, that, you know, a two-piece. Fine, I totally get why most of you would be there. But you're wrestling. You are flinging people around onto a ring. That's the outfit you want to wear?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And you're grabbing and you're shoving. And there's, wardrobe malfunction. I'm surprised there aren't more.
Yes. So, anyways, very interesting news. Very exciting news.
October 28th. I don't know if I'll watch it, but I'll check in on it.
I want to see the results of it, even though I don't know who anyone is. But just, like, not even who wins, but... what happened during the event, you know?
Right.
Because, of course, again, being WWE, there's other stuff besides just the stuff in the ring.
I also want to know how it does, you know, how many pay-per-views are bought and all that good stuff, just to see, because this is the first, and you never know.
And continuing with firsts on TV, TV will be getting its first transgender superhero.
Oh.
And this will be on the show Supergirl, which I don't watch TV, so I didn't even know that the show Supergirl was still on.
Okay, here's something crazy. When it first came on, I actually watched the first episode, and I enjoyed it. And then life and never managing to watch TV. I actually enjoyed the first episode, if that says anything, but it's still on, so it must be doing okay.
Right, exactly. So this will be an I don't know comic book characters, A, period, but B, especially since most of my... at all anything with comic book characters has been the Marvel Universe, and Supergirl is DC.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea who this is. So this is the character Nia Nal.
Okay.
Although I also did see the name The Dreamer, so I'm not sure if that's the character's alias, where like Supergirl and Superman has Clark Kent.
Right.
I have no idea actually what Supergirl's Clark Kent name is, but that, you know, you have your superhero name and then your regular everyday name where you wear glasses, so somehow we don't recognize
don't recognize you. Yep.
This will be played by transgender activist and actor Nicole Maines.
That's good. I appreciate when they actually cast, you know,
right,
someone transgender to play a transgender role.
Yes. And she got a huge ovation, I believe, at Comic-Con when this was announced. Mm-hmm. And I do, like you said, really like it when people play themselves, like you're seeing now currently with Pose, which it's by the same guy who does American Horror Story. So I think it's going to do that sort of thing of like, it's a show, but it's only for these set of episodes. And then we'll bring it back next year with another set.
Completely different plot and cast.
Or similar, but yeah.
Yeah.
But that does have, I think, just the most, because given the nature of the show, could you have ever had more than this transgender cast and crew, like, ever on a TV show? Mm. Which, of course, again, given that that's about, you know, balls back in the New York days of the 80s. And that was a huge part of gay and transgender culture. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, but you do actually have transgender people playing transgender people, mm-hmm, as opposed to non-transgender actors playing transgender people.
Right.
So this feels very
cisgender.
Yes. This feels very, we're coming into a more accepting time, mm-hmm, of TV. Mm-hmm. Just A, to even have these shows, because I don't know that you could have had a show like Pose even a decade ago.
Right.
The TV executives would have been like,
there's the show Sense8 also. Have you heard of that one?
I have not.
I think it was a Netflix show, and it also has a transgender actor, Jamie Clayton. Mm-hmm. So good on them for that.
But I think Supergirl is on a regular broadcast network,
yes,
right?
Yes, I believe it's on CBS.
And that, I think, is the most interesting thing, because, you know, that one was a Netflix show. Pose is on... I've totally just forgotten the cable network, but a cable network.
Right. Not
a broadcast network show. So to have a transgender character on a broadcast network show is clearly a major step forward.
Yes.
And Nicole Maines did make the statement, you know, that we've had transgender representation before, but it hasn't been the right transgender representation. I'm not sure if she's referring there to how the characters were represented or if it was the characters being played by cis actors.
Mm-hmm.
But again, to have self-representation in a positive way, I think a lot of trans people are very happy about that.
Yeah, I agree. Oh, CW is what it's on.
CW, but yep. That is still a broadcast network? It used to have, that used to be the WB way, yes, way back.
Well, the WB or UPN, when they merged, they, yes, became the CW.
Oh, man, just networks. I can't do this. I don't understand. Like, I was confused enough when ABC Family became Fox Family, but then I got used to that. I mean, vice versa. And then it became Free. And I'm just like, what?
Oh, I know. Now, then Freeform.
This is not a TV podcast, but I'm upset at your changing the things of my childhood that I just got used to. And now I refer to, and younger people would be like, what are you talking about? And it makes me feel old. That's really what this complaint is about, networks. You're making me feel old.
But you hang out with me a lot, so you shouldn't feel old, because I'm older than you.
Right, exactly. I'm hanging out with Sarah, and I still feel old. Networks. What the heck? No offense, Sarah.
There was a backhanded something in there.
We're gonna take a break while I go grovel for Sarah's forgiveness. So stay tuned.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Welcome back to the GSMC Social Media News Podcast. Our final story today is kind of weird for me in that I was amazed that people were talking about it so much until I looked into it more, which is that Gwyneth Paltrow has her website Goop. Which, yeah.
This is the hilarious name.
I always thought that. I was like, am I supposed to want to go to your website if you named it Goop? What? But Goop is now going to hire a fact checker, which, again, this I'm like, and so? I was just like, I don't understand why that is news until I started actually reading more about, you know, people's responses and what that is. In that Goop is a health, alternative health website. I'm still not quite sure what to call Goop exactly.
There's some really, I don't want to be pejorative. I mean, people have their beliefs and they write about things, but there have been some things on there that just sound crazy and they don't really have anything to back them up, or, you know, I think fact checking would be a lovely addition.
Exactly. Yes. So I'm going to go with alternative health website, though again, I do not know the official term. It's very popular. It gets millions of views, I think, either a month or a week or a day.
A lot.
And it has had problems with its claims before. There was actually a partnership or something between Condé Nast and Goop magazine. And that actually broke apart because Condé Nast wanted to do, you know, fact checking on the wellness claims. And Gwyneth Paltrow and Goop didn't really see a necessity for that. But now has called, you know, having a fact checker for the website a quote unquote necessary growing pain.
That's just concerning to me. I mean, if you're putting things out there and people look up to you as a public figure and, you know, you may or may not want that role, but you've created this website and to have things that may or may not be harmful, you know, I mean, there's a lot of things that, that might work for one person or that are good for a certain whatever it is. I mean, there's so many factors. I can't even come up with you can't just say things and then have people be like, oh, well, I read this. So unfortunately, there's enough of that in the world already. Yikes.
Yeah. So like my mother, when she, you know, has days off, will A, watch Price is Right, which drives me crazy. But then we'll watch the Doctors.
Oh, OK.
Which I think is... I've read things that says, you know, some of those claims are also not true, but people immediately like, but the doctor says so. It's a doctor.
Right. Are they actual doctors? I mean, I don't know. I've never seen the show.
Some, if not all of them are. I think all of them might be in some fields. I've never watched it either.
Okay.
But so, and also I think part of the problem is that especially for things that aren't like, you know, we've studied this over 20 years, so we clearly have a, you know, smoking is bad for you sort of statement.
Right. Wait, what?
Yeah, right. So like I bought something which came with a free subscription for a year to a health magazine. So I was like, okay, cool, sure, why not, it's free, I don't care. I was so frustrated because 1 month it was all about like, oh, you should add chia seeds to your food, and then literally the next issue, forget chia seeds, it's all about flax seeds. I'm like, what am I supposed to do here? I get your magazine and you have to sell issues each month, so you have to constantly have something to talk about, but you just said.
And can we agree that maybe chia seeds and flax seeds might be good for you?
I'm just like, I need something I can actually trust for more than a week, a month, a day.
Well, and this is the thing with health fads.
Yes.
Is that that we do go, you know, what's the latest superfood? And it may be a superfood and it has all of these great things. That doesn't mean that what you were doing before is wrong, or that it's going to solve everything. And then anything that you read or hear about, you should do your own fact checking on.
Yes.
You know, read a couple of different perspectives on it so that you have a better idea instead of just being like, okay, I'm gonna put chia seeds in everything, yay chia seeds,
right?
That's great, but
and also it might, what works for someone else might not work for you.
Exactly.
Especially if you know are allergic to chia seeds or something.
Yeah, that's what my other thought was. Please don't just go.
It said so. So I think part of it is, especially for health things, we're constantly looking for like a silver bullet. Or if not a silver bullet,
the magic pill.
Well, this solves multiple problems sort of things. Yeah. And so anytime something new comes up of, hey, this is great, it'll solve everything, it's like, yes, what? Tell me. And it's like, okay, but does it look,
do you
into
know what
that
is
more?
It's lavender.
Poor Sarah. You just need to bite the bullet on your lavender allergies and just Take it.
That's a reference to the health and wellness podcast where lavender comes up a lot.
Sarah is allergic to lavender, unfortunately, for all that it comes up about wellness.
Although Stacey's wearing a lavender shirt today and it is not affecting me. So, hey, I mean, progress.
Yes, it's probably not made with real lavender. It was made with synthetic lavender.
Synthetic lavender.
But so anyway.
Oh, my gosh.
But so what I also liked about this, beyond the reading some of the very interesting claims that people were talking about Goop has made, including there's something about, was it sex dust or something?
Oh, hadn't heard that one.
That you put in your vagina.
No, I had heard about that.
I'm just like, and a coffee enema. And I'm just like, yeah. Just by the description of these, I'm already like, no, must fact check that. Like, I will fact check the heck out of that before I do it. But a lot of people were throwing out the name Dr. Jen Gunter, who has evidently... Since even she said, you know, she essentially joked that if she was chosen as a fact checker, they would owe her back pay because she's been fact checking them since 2015 on some of the claims they've made. And been like, yeah, that's not what health says.
Right.
Yes.
Huh.
So this is, I think, big news, partly because Goop gets so many viewers, but also partly because... Again, things like sex dust and chocolate enemas are so out there that people are like, we need to talk about that. What? Did you hear about this? What the heck?
Right. Right. And yeah, especially with stuff like that. Don't just go putting stuff in your body, people.
Yes. But it is not clear once this fact checker is supposed to come in, I believe, in September. It is not clear how bound Goop will be. Mm-hmm. To this, mm-hmm. It's like, okay, we fact checked it, and do we have to publish those facts, or do we have to, you know, take back a recommendation if the fact checker says otherwise? It's not clear, you know, how much power essentially the fact checker will have at Goop.
Interesting.
So nice to have fact checks on health. By all means, please, everyone, fact check your health, no matter who says it, including me.
Or even your doctor. Never hurts to get a second opinion.
Or third, or fourth, or... You know, but also at the same time, don't try and like do that whole self-diagnosis with WebMD thing. That
because you'll always have cancer.
You will freak yourself out.
Yes.
Like I have done.
You will always be dying.
WebMD just to see if, not even to be like, what do I have, but more so of like, does this seem like it might be serious enough for me to have to go to the doctor's office?
It always is.
But yeah, I mean, you will freak yourself out trying to diagnose yourself using those like symptom checkers or whatever. Just.
And let's just be clear, it is because they have to list everything. Possibility.
Yes.
That doesn't mean you have X, Y, or Z, but they have to list every possibility.
Right.
If one person had that symptom and had some horrible thing, they have to put that on there.
Right, exactly. Like, oh, your toe hurts. Well, that could be because you stubbed your toe, or that could be because you've got skin cancer. Right.
You have your toes about to fall off.
It's like, okay, maybe it's just like, you know, toenail fungus and you just need to go get the like fungus thing and it'll be gone in a month. Or, you know, your whole body's dying immediately right now and you have a week. It's like, just don't. I've definitely freaked myself out.
It's kind of times. Like it's kind of like after I first got married and my job involved a large group of people who were lovely, but I mean it was like womb watch 2012 2013
yeah.
Because they were, I could have a hangnail and they'd be like, oh, are you pregnant? You know, so that's what I think of when you look things up. I have a hangnail. It could be cancer.
Right, exactly. It's like now how we are with Prince Harry and Meghan Markle now that they're married.
Right.
Just on baby countdown.
Oh yeah, baby joy.
She didn't drink alcohol. Oh, must be. It's like, stop
staring at her midsection.
You are fine. You know, 90%+ of the time, you are totally fine. So don't freak out about things.
And they just, yeah, it's exactly, just, exactly.
And you know, having a baby changes everything, and yet it's not required. I'll go
with
that.
And they just got married. Well, give them some time to settle into things.
Right. And does it matter if they never have kids?
No, not to me.
Well, not to. You know, I was going to say State of the Union, but she is American. He's not. So not to the State of the British American Alliance. We'll go with that.
Something like that. Yeah.
Yep. So on that note, we're going to end for today. Thank you for listening to the GSMC Social Media News Podcast.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Social Media Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmc.com. GSMCpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. From movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.